This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight as we launch into the third hour, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Let's go right into your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves here. Ralph is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ralph. Hello, Ralph. Ralph in New Jersey. Going once. Ralph in New Jersey, going twice.
Hello.
Ah,
I'm here.
Hello.
Yes. Okay. Let me write off the bat, talk about police cases, especially the one that disappoint the entire country. The the Slager case in South Carolina.
The what
I
case?
Believe that
Legal
the
case.
South the South Carolina police case.
Okay? Police. Which
I
one is
believe
this?
That. The one who shot a fleeing black man.
That there was a cop that shot the black guy.
Yeah, like
and,
a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
And shot him in the back.
Right. They just had the jury come out with not guilty.
A lot of my brothers and sisters, and I call him that, the non-animal black, okay, the right-thinking one, okay.
You said the non-animals, you know? The non-animals, is that what you said?
The non-animal black. Okay, because the animal blacks, they are irredeemable. They are a basket of deplorable. Okay, as far as they are concerned, justice delayed is justice denied. But I also need to point out that this is the legacy of that racist animal, El Negro. This case right here. Okay, and that being said, let us also remind everyone that in San Antonio, Texas, a police officer, a white one, was gunned down by a black animal. Okay? All right? And furthermore, let's
aren't you distracting from the point, though, Ralph, of the fact that this cop shot a man in the back? I mean, is that okay with you?
That's all that should matter.
No, definitely not okay with me. But
okay.
Let us also remind people that Marlon Mosby, that wicked witch, or a black individual in Baltimore, Maryland, is being sued by those police officers that he dragged around.
You're talking about Freddie Gray. You're talking about the situation
right,
with Freddie Gray
right.
And the nickel ride.
She drags around. She is being sued right now by those police officers that she drags around prosecuting. And at best, the case is a malicious prosecution. Okay? So, his hope in that case will stick out. And finally, the President-elect Trump, make it a top priority, President-elect Trump, that
making
that
what?
Animal in Cuba, Asiana Shakur, Joan Chishimard, because you got the support of
you're
Trump.
You're too animated, Ralph. I'm losing whatever it is that you're saying. I can't make out.
Something about Trump
something
and Cuba.
About Trump, yeah. Trump and Cuba,
Trump
I also
and,
picked that up.
Trump and Cuba.
Slow down, enunciate as much as you possibly can, because I've tried to ask you to download Skype, and you never have done it, so it's hard.
I will enunciate as much as I possibly can.
Okay.
Cuba, the first priority for Cuba, as far as President-elect Trump is concerned, should be to bring back to our country that fugitive from justice, Asiata Shakur, a.k.a. Juan Chisholm. You got
who?
The support of the whole country.
Bring back a fugitive from Cuba?
A fugitive from Cuba.
Who is the fugitive? So you're saying there's a fugitive from the United States who's hiding out in Cuba?
That's correct. The name is Asada Shakur. Joan Chishimard, also known by another name, another Namdigir. That's a Namdigir that she is known nowadays in the media, Asada Shakur. Okay. Remember that,
I can't make
the
that
rapper,
one out.
Tupac.
I don't even know what we would begin to look up for that one. Asiaba Shakur.
That's
what it sounds like.
No, look it up. There's
I can't look it up. I don't know. How do you spell
Tupac,
the last name?
Tupac Shakur.
Oh, Tupac. You think Tupac's been dead for a long time?
That's the matter right there.
Wait a minute. Okay, so Ralph,
hold on. He's talking Asata Shakur, who is apparently related to Tupac.
The mother of Tupac is hiding out.
You're saying Tupac's mother? Wait a minute.
Ricky and our girl from New Mexico, remember that?
Hold on. Slow down. Settle down, Ralph. Settle down. Are you saying that Tupac's mother is a cop killer?
That's right.
Wow. See, I never heard that. I never heard that talk just like that. Badass.
Since May 2005, the FBI has classified her as a domestic terrorist and offered a $1 million reward for assistance in her capture.
Ralph, thanks for the call tonight, man. Gotta get that Skype.
She apparently escaped from prison in 1979 and fled to Cuba in 1984.
It's pretty impressive.
Wow.
All right. Well, thanks, Ralph, for the call tonight. Please go download Skype for your smartphone so we can actually look. If you can be better understood, we'll be more likely to have a longer conversation with you. So just take 2 minutes. If you have a smartphone, and I believe that you said you have one, Ralph, just download Skype. I know Microsoft, you can't really trust them, but at the very least, it's going to improve the sound quality of the connection. And once you get Skype, you can connect to us at Skype username lrn.fm. And I guarantee you, you'll sound better than that. So since he brought up the story from South Carolina, I'd seen the headlines. We hadn't talked about it. It gets a little fatiguing to talk about police violence because there's so much of it out there. And we've covered a lot on Free Talk Live over the years. We could talk more about it all week long. I mean, we could fill this show with police violence stories from sites like photographyisnotacrime.com or copblock.org. In this case, the stories from photographyisnotacrime.com, which is an excellent website. Carlos Miller, the head writer there, writes, one juror refused to convict the South Carolina police officer who shot and killed Walter Scott as he ran away, even though the incident was captured on video, resulting in a mistrial Monday afternoon. So it wasn't a not guilty. It was just a mistrial because the jury hung, basically.
Okay.
Quote, I cannot and will not change my mind, said the lone juror, said last week, even after the judge insisted that the 12-person jury continue deliberating until reaching a decision. But Judge Clifton Newman declared a mistrial today, allowing North Charleston police officer Michael Slager to possibly walk free. Clifton read from a note written by the jury, quote, we as the jury regret to inform the court that despite the best efforts of all members, we are unable to come to a unanimous decision. According to the Washington Post, it's now up to prosecutors to determine if they want to retry Slager on a manslaughter or murder charge for the April 4th, it says here, 2105 incident, but I suspect they've got some numbers transposed there.
Probably 2015.
The incident that is yet to happen 100 years in the future. But Slager was unaware that a witness named Fiden Santana was recording the incident, which is what led to him being charged in Scott's death. He was also fired shortly after the video surfaced. Slager, age 35, had pulled over Scott, who was 50, for a broken taillight, but Scott fled, apparently to avoid going to jail for unpaid child support. Slager chased him, then shot him 5 times in the back, then threw down a taser near the man's body in what appeared to be an attempt to make it seem as if Scott was trying to take it away from him, which would have justified the shooting had there not been a witness with a video device nearby. And, you know, just goes to show that one good video will completely change how a situation, you know, is handled. Because otherwise, if that video, that videographer was not there, and I think it was just a guy with a cell phone, if that person was not there recording that video, then everything the cop said would have been believed. Because the man would have been dead. He would have been able to testify. But even
and then, sometimes, even if there's not so great video, and we've seen that.
Yep.
Where, you know, there was video. You couldn't really see what was happening, but you could hear everything. And we saw that with the James Cleveland trial, where he was arrested for basically, you know, contempt of cop for not jumping when they said jump. And there was video. You couldn't see what was happening for part of it, mm-hmm. but there was the audio. It was enough to wind up getting a hung jury on one charge and then outright acquittal on the other.
That's right. And then they decided to not bring those charges back against James or the other, the mistrial charge. They didn't bring that one back. He won ultimately in the long run because of that. So that was good news. We'll tell you a little bit more about this story, and you can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's really important that you know how to use your cell phone or video camera device and have it at the ready in case something like this happens. Hopefully it never will, but if you are, have that opportunity, definitely record any interactions with the police. It's Free Talk Live.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jay is with us here, Ian and Daryl and Jay in the studio. Jay Noon joining us here as our new Wednesday night co-host. You were telling me you actually used Purse, saveitpurse.com today, Jay.
That's right. So you guys, everybody's telling me to download Telegram and Signal. I'm like, there ain't not much room in my phone. And
you
so,
have one of those cheapy phones.
Yeah.
Smartphone, but.
It's cheap. It's like, yeah.
Not that smart.
I give $20 for it. Right. Used. Anyway, so
crack
yeah.
the screen. Screen's all messed up.
So Daryl made a recommendation to buy a phone, and I went on Amazon, ordered a phone, and an OtterBox, because I'm pretty hard on phones. And,
yep.
And I use Purse, because that's the only way I can buy stuff on Amazon. You know, I don't have a social security number. I got no bank account, no credit card. So, like, Purse is awesome for me.
Because you're a big Bitcoiner. I mean, you're
I've been taking Bitcoin for hay. I did a lot of work in Colorado for Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
I found a way to turn my paycheck into Bitcoin out there, because it was big out there, too. So, yeah, I put it on. I was like, well, I need a phone, like, tomorrow, pretty soon. I just did 15% off. I went in the woods for a couple hours again and did some hiking around, exploring, come back, and somebody bought it for me.
Boom.
So I'll have it a couple days.
It's awesome. I'm a huge fan of saveitpurse.com. You can go there if you've got Bitcoin. If you don't have Bitcoin, it's not going to really be much use to you. But if you've got Bitcoin, you can save big time. And this is a reason to get Bitcoin. If you've been sitting on the fence, not sure about Bitcoin, this decentralized currency not created by a bank or a government actually puts the power of money into the hands of people for the first time ever. Bitcoin's amazing. And this is, in my opinion, this is a killer app for Bitcoin to be able to save 10% or more. Like you said, 15% wasn't a problem.
I've done 45.
Well, they've reduced the amount now. You can only do 33, I believe, is
33
really?
Is the new cap.
Okay. Yeah, and that's because it's because it's gotten too popular and it's harder and harder to get the higher percentage.
Right, and they issued a post on their blog about this, and they said that they want to ensure fast, reliable service to customers.
That's another way of saying if you put it at 40%, you're not going to get it because there's too much competition. So it's driven the discounts down, but you're still able to save 10 to 15%. And why wouldn't you want to do that? So go to saveitpurse.com if you want to start the process up. And again, it's a great reason to get some Bitcoin, especially if you can get Bitcoin cheap. Like if you pay 1% for your Bitcoin and you save 10 or 15% on Amazon, you're saving 9 to 14% there. And that's an incredible discount for people that have Bitcoin at SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com. As we continue here, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We were talking about the story from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com about a story we had originally covered when the news hit about this police officer, 35-year-old cop, shooting a 50-year-old man in the back 5 times as he ran away. It was no threat whatsoever to this officer. There was, 20 or 30 feet between them, maybe more than 30 feet. There was a large space between these two people because there's video. You can watch it go down. The police officer was unaware that a witness named Fiden Santana was recording the entire incident. And, of course, if that hadn't happened, then the officer never would have been charged because the police, who would have been briefly investigated the scene, would have believed every word their fellow officer told them about how the man had threatened the officer and the man had a taser, and that's for some reason meant that the officer needed to shoot him in the back 5 times. Let me give you the testimony from the officer here, according to PhotographyIsNotACrime.com. So again, Schlager chased this man, shot him 5 times in the back, then threw down the taser near his body. You can see that happening in the video. It's clear that he is dropping some sort of item near the body for the police to later find in their supposed investigation. Shots fired and the subject is down. He took my taser, said the officer into his police radio. Police reports stated that police officers attempted to administer CPR to the man, but that's not evident on the video either. It's interesting.
Well, that's just creative report writing.
The trial lasted 5 weeks with a jury consisting of 11 white people and one black person. At one point, Schlager took the stand and cried, telling the jury that he was in total fear when the man that he murdered ripped the taser from his hand and pointed it at him, which he said took place before the witness began recording. He rips it out of my hand, Slager testified, according to CBS News. I knew I was in trouble, Slager testified. I was scared, adding that Scott was, quote, extending his right arm, leaning toward and coming at me. I was scared and in total fear that Mr. Scott didn't stop resisting arrest, Slager said. The video shows Scott running away from Slager after some type of struggle, an action Slager described as a threat. At that point, I pulled my firearm and pulled the trigger. I fired until the threat was stopped, as I was trained to do. That's right, just firing away as he was trained to at a man who was running from him. A real threat.
And if this is the video I'm thinking of, the guy wasn't running that fast.
Yeah, I don't recall how fast he was running, but not fast enough to get away from five bullets in the back, that's for sure. Slager testified that, the video shows Slager walking back to where the struggle had taken place, picking up his taser, then walking back and dropping it next to Scott's body. Slager testified he did this because police are trained to account for their weapons, which doesn't really explain why he would drop it on the ground, but that was apparently enough for that one juror to not convict him.
The police have a different definition of accounting for weapons than most other people. It must be a legalese term, accounting for weapons.
Investigators determined Slager was about 17 feet from Mr. Scott when he shot him to death. According to photographyisnotacrime.com, this breaking story will be updated as time goes on. Because, again, hung jury, one of the jurors, 11 of them, were ready to convict this man, the police officer. One of them refused to, and that's all it took. So remember, the same thing could be true of any trial where you are a juror. You can refuse to convict innocent, peaceful people. In this case, this man stood by a murderer and refused to convict the murderer. But you can use jury nullification to refuse to send peaceful people to prison. We talked about nullification, I think, last night or a couple nights ago on the show. And it's an important premise for jurors to know about. It's your right to use your conscience to determine that even though someone has clearly broken a law, like, let's say, drug possession, for instance, someone who's not a violent person, they've broken some dumb law, if you think the law is bad, you can vote to acquit that person.
Yes.
Well, so the juror is really an old, the old law, the founding forefathers considered the jury to be the fourth check and balance on government.
The final check and balance.
The final check and balance. And try saying that in a courtroom. I've been dragged out of these courtrooms a few times.
You can say it in New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
In
Massachusetts, you can't.
Defendants can bring up jury nullification. Defense attorneys can bring up jury nullification.
Right, that's right, yeah.
I've seen it happen multiple times.
And I've been told, and Jay, you might know this better than I do, but I've been told that originally the reason it's called a jury of your peers is the jury was actually made up with people that you knew fairly well.
Absolutely.
And if the defense could then convince them.
You mean the prosecutor?
Prosecutor could convince, your friends that you did the thing.
People who knew your character and knew how to judge your character was the idea of the actual jury of peers.
Boy, can we bring that back? That would be incredible. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here and join us on Free Talk Live.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
By the way, right now, I believe out in the LRN studio kitchen, Renee is cooking away at some Omaha steaks. Now, actually, I don't know what she has chosen because the package that we received from Omaha Steaks that you can get for 77% off. You get it for just $49.99. Includes a bunch of stuff. Like, I didn't think it was this cheap. I didn't think it was going to be this affordable to buy two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and they also threw in an additional four kielbasa sausages on top of that. Now, I've tried so far the filet, the sirloin, the meatballs, and the burgers. I've also had one of the apple tartlets. It's all been fantastic. Daryl, you've had the
burger and the top sirloin.
Been excellent.
Yes.
You can get this package. It is called the Family Gift Pack. by going to omahasteaks.com, entering code FTL in the search bar. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. As when you type in FTL, you'll see it'll show Free Talk or show FTL below that. It'll like sort of come up as a search result. You click that, and that'll take you to where you can order the family gift pack. Omaha Steaks has got the most flavorful, tender, aged beef. Aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts. It's hand-trimmed, then vacuum-sealed, and shipped to you with a package with dry ice. So this stuff comes cold. And, of course, dry ice is fun to play with. You know, if you're safe about it, you got to use gloves and stuff. But they got not just steak, but also seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soups, seasonings, sauces, and much more. In fact, you were digging through the website, I think, yesterday or something, Daryl, just kind of looking around to see all the selection that they've got. It's incredible.
Live Maine lobster.
Yep, and we actually have some of our amplifiers have been talking about this on the AMP forum over on the Facebooks. We'll tell you more about the AMP program later. But some of our amplifiers were already Omaha Steaks customers, big fans of the quality of the food that is delivered right to your door. So go to omahasteaks.com. You get this incredible package that I just named off, loads of meat for less than $50. $49.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code FTL in the search bar and get that 77% savings on that package. Or just go ahead and order anything that you want to there because the selection is incredible. And the holidays are fast approaching. So whether you want to get this for you to try out the quality, or just go ahead and order it for some of your loved ones and have it shipped directly to them, either way works. Or both. Omahasteaks.com. Code FTL in the search bar to get the deal. And again, it's an awesome deal thanks to omahasteaks.com. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Greg. He's on the line in Florida. Greg, where are you in Florida?
Sarasota.
Oh, right on. So you're listening to WSRQ. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Exactly right, 106.9. This whole thing in North Charleston, it's always perplexed me. I remember the day that the police chief there, a fat little bald-headed guy, looked like a squatty nose, actually looked like a pig. Came out and says, well, you know, some you lose and some you win, we lost this one. I don't understand why you need a video of a guy that's being shot in the back for a case against the policeman. Hmm. Wouldn't an autopsy show you that, oh, hey, this guy was shot six times in the back from a distance of, 15, 20, 30 feet?
Correct, but there are some states, Nevada being one of them, to where it is actually a felony to be shot in the back by a police officer.
Huh?
Okay, well, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, actually know somebody that was charged with multiple felonies for being shot by a police officer, Jim Dunsing, listener of the show.
In North Charleston, the whole thing lies on the video, and I don't understand it. They should have came right out right away and said, oh, this guy was shot six times in the back. Why do you need a video to confirm that when the autopsy would have said, hey, this guy was shot six times in the back. Something's not right here. So that shows there's something not right with the whole police force there.
Yeah, obviously.
They covered it up from day one.
Well, as they pointed out, and as they pointed out here at Photography is Not a Crime, in the story, the police report, which was not written by the officer who shot the man, the police report claimed that the police attempted to perform CPR, but there's no evidence on the video that they tried that on the scene.
It just shows hypocrisy.
Yeah, they just lied.
Yeah, notwithstanding, it says from day one they knew this guy was shot in the back and they covered it up.
Yep, so absolutely right.
That's conspiracy with the chief of police and the entire North Charleston police force. Right.
Yep,
there.
And then when they couldn't cover it up, and then when they obviously had to, you know, this video comes out, they couldn't cover it up at that point, then they just found a juror that was friendly to them and hung the jury.
So I'm actually watching the video right now, and it is the one that I thought, to where the guy, they say he's running. It would be a stretch to call that jogging.
He's a big guy. From what I remember, he was quite overweight. He was kind of like a hippopotamus jogging down the way.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, fast walking.
The officer called him a threat.
Yeah.
Would you say that
shot does not appear to be threatening to me? And then after he shoots him, he then walks over, drops the whatever,
the taser,
handcuffs the guy,
handcuffs the dead body.
Yeah, right. Of course.
So I'm not seeing any attempt at CPR here.
Go ahead, Greg.
Again, the bottom line is just that the Charleston police force are covering this up because they knew right away that this man was shot in the back, and they kept mum until, if a video, like you say, if a video had never come forward, they would have just closed the case and the guy would still be a cop on the beat.
Yeah, and a lot of times when juries are chosen, there's frequently people on the juries who are connected with governments. Either they themselves work for the government, or their family members or friends are close in government. And so I don't think the police had to approach the jurors in this case, but there's a good chance that there was just a cop-friendly person to begin with. But it certainly could have been, if the officers are that corrupt in Charleston, it wouldn't be unbelievable that they might have approached the person that they believed would be the most manipulated or easily manipulable or friendly to the police and given him a little incentive to not come to a verdict.
And also, in many counties...
Well, that's the way it works.
In many counties, the sheriffs... There's like an arm at a sheriff's department that chooses who the jurors are in many counties in this country.
Greg, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's pretty much about it. I think that pretty much sums it up, that the whole system in North Charleston is corrupt. The police chief is corrupt. The coroner's office is corrupt. That's about it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, Greg. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Slick is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Slick.
Dean Bernard, you remind me of Sarah.
This is James in Arizona. You don't need to lie about your name.
Skype? I'm not lying.
You haven't been blocked on Skype.
It's a nickname that friends of mine gave me. I don't lie, unlike you have repeatedly done to me on so-called Free Talk Live.
So what were you calling about, James?
What was I calling about? Well, for one thing, you're polluting minds like Vincent, gullible little teenage children like Renee as well. That 9/11 was an inside job. It's despicable. But I wanted to ask...
Vincent's the one who believes 9/11 was an inside job. I don't take a position on it.
It kind of don't matter.
Loose change was persuasive.
Actually, no, what I said was, and I'll just put you on hold here since you're going to keep yammering and you're going to make false accusations about me. What I said was that Loose Change was debunked by Loose Change Guide. So Loose Change is a movie that presents, the conspiracy theory about the 9/11 attacks. And then there's a guide, a step-by-step, scene-by-scene deconstruction of Loose Change. And then there's a guide to Loose Change Guide, which tries to debunk Loose Change Guide. So, it's unending. It's a rabbit hole where, you can never stop if you want to keep researching this stuff. I'll let him come back and make another point here in moments, since he didn't really get his thoughts out, which I'm sure will be vitriolic and nasty. More with James in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four.
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. We've got enough time for you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, Skype username is lrn.fm. But apparently there was a problem. That was David on Skype. There was a problem tonight where the Skype notices were not popping up. So we actually did have people calling on Skype tonight. And we didn't know. Sorry about that to everybody who was actually trying to call on Skype. Every now and then, things don't work out with Skype. But when it does work, it really works well, and it sounds great. So that's probably why James in Arizona was accusing us of blocking him, which was not the case. Your calls just were not being seen, and neither were anyone else's. So, James, you're back on. Go ahead.
Well, since it wasn't the first time, I apologize for accusing you of something that's not true. But once on a very vitriolic and nasty, some garbage wadcast that you did with Christopher Cantwell, you referred to Loose Change as persuasive. Just as yesterday,
yeah, it appears to be persuasive.
To respond to anything you said because you dumped my call, you spoke at length about how Building 7, you don't believe the official version. Therefore, Ian Bernard, it either was taken down on purpose or was taken down by a bunch of Mohammedism Islamic terrorists, which actually it was, the result of major earthquakes happening next
door. I know
door.
A guy who says
but
the
I should like to
it.
Talk to Minister Perry about the day that shall live in infamy, Daryl, because I actually personally know people that saw people murdered in Pearl Harbor by the Japs that were not provoked by the U.S. blockading their access to the lifeblood of their war machine called oil. And again, Daryl, you're an obscene, it's obscenely offensive to the millions of murdered Chinese and the 250,000 murdered Americans in the span of only 3 years that the evil, genocidal, racist war machine of Japan terminated innocent life for no good reason.
Why do you make it sound like I'm supporting the Japanese killing of people? I don't support
anybody killing anybody, James. I've never heard you, Minister Perry, instead the very first thing you ever said to me was in making an excuse for the evil done by the Japanese Empire.
No, I didn't make an excuse, James. I explained why they did it. That's two different things.
Yeah, you don't support the violence of any of those countries.
Right.
Thanks for the call tonight, James. By the way, I wanted to read a... Since he brought up the World Trade Center thing, I wasn't going to go back to it, but Tom Knapp actually sent me an email on this. He said that, number one, there was no free fall takedown. He says the observable beginning of the building's collapse commenced around 2 p.m. and completed more than 3 hours later. Number two, he says nobody credits fire with the collapse. Debris from one of the towers gouged out large bits of floors 10 to 18 of World Trade Center 7, damaging the weight-bearing trusses, which gave away over time, resulting in a slow, asymmetric collapse of the building. So that's his response to a discussion we were having on Tuesday night with Vincent and I, because I'd heard people claiming that it was fire that took down World Trade Center 7, so I guess there's different stories about that one.
There's a video of, I want to say, I could be wrong, but I think it was Giuliani, says, oh, it was damaged so bad, we decided to pull it. It was like a PBS
documentary. That was actually the guy that had the mayor,
right?
No, it wasn't Giuliani. It was the guy that actually had the contract, Larry Silverstein.
Oh, right.
The
owner? Yes, that's who it was. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't the owner. The New York, New Jersey Port Authority was technically the owner. Silverstein had a 99-year lease.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, as an airline transport pilot, I have opinions on the effect of planes impacting those buildings. But what I called about was on this occasion of Pearl Harbor Day, as it's called, and I know you disagree with different aspects about it that I might present, but I wanted to acknowledge, first of all, my grandfather's brother was in the Philippines, and I was never able to learn about any of his experiences there because what he saw there was so traumatic that he would not speak with it to anybody outside another vet while they were at the VFW having some drinks. And that was my grandpa's brother. And my grandfather's cousin, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, was the first person to smash the atom and won a Nobel Prize for it. And then he was recruited by the Manhattan Project to take his equipment that he had used, the cyclotron particle accelerator, atom smasher, whatever you want to call it, use that in combination with some other electronic equipment he designed and come up with a hybrid machine, which was used, which was chosen as the manner in which to manufacture all of the fissile material for those bombs that helped to end the war. And that's the controversial piece. I know you don't necessarily agree with the use of those bombs, but on this day, I wanted to acknowledge.
Don't.
Yeah, but I didn't call to debate that part of it. I was just calling to share that and acknowledge that piece of history. So.
Okay. There you go.
If anybody wants to comment on the subject of the, from a pilot standpoint, World Trade Center, Osama bin Laden was actually a civil engineer, a building engineer, and I'm sure, and I think I can't quote my source, but I remember reading of his calculated use of the aircraft and the fuel and the impact and his knowledge as a civil engineer to bring those buildings down, and he wasn't sure whether he could accomplish it or not, but they were going to try. And
what do you think about the World Trade Center 7?
Well, the most striking thing about that is that in watching the mainstream news of that day and then forever after that, I really saw like no mainstream coverage whatsoever that the third building went down. And I don't think I even learned that a third building had gone down until months after.
Yeah, I didn't know about it until the conspiracy videos started coming out later on. Thanks, David, for your call tonight. Appreciate it.
Most people still don't know.
I bet that's true.
Yeah. Just ask people.
Just forgotten. Yep. Nobody was aware in the first place because, like he was saying, the mainstream media didn't cover it. It's just a weird, you know, it's almost like an addendum to the whole story, but it's, I would say, very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
What really happened there. So glad we finally got Skype back online there. In other news, this is, I think, important to a lot of us, and that is the inventor of General Tso's chicken has died in Taipei at age 98, according to TaiwanNews.com.tw. Chef Peng Cheng Kui, the founder of the famous Hunan-style restaurant chain Peng's Garden Hunan Restaurant and inventor of the world-famous Chinese dish General Tso's chicken, died on November 30th at the age of 98 from pneumonia. Native of Changsha, Hunan Province, Peng began training at the age of 13 under the tutelage of the famous Hunan chef Cao Jingchen, who was the family chef of Tan Yankai, the prime minister of the nationalist government from 1926 to 1928. After World War II, he was put in charge of running nationalist government banquets, and in 1949 fled to Taiwan after the Kuomintang's forces were defeated by the communists in the Chinese Civil War. According to an interview with the China Times, Peng says his most famous dish was created in 1952 during a four-day visit by U.S. 7th Fleet Commander Admiral Arthur Radford. After 3 days, he had served the guests most of his repertoire of dishes, so to try and mix things up a bit, he decided to chop some chicken into big chunks, fry it into a golden hue, and then added a different combination of sauce and seasoning to create a new dish. The Admiral was so impressed with the dish that he asked Peng what it was called, and he thought quickly on his feet and said, General Tso's chicken. I think it's actually pronounced so, but I could be wrong about that. Peng chose the name to honor General Tso, the military, famous military leader from Hunan who helped put down the Taiping Rebellion as well as other rebellions in the 1800s during the Qing Dynasty. He was well respected not only for his successes on the battlefield, but also for his contributions to Chinese agriculture, science, and education. Hung Like Jesus is on the line with us here. Also tried calling earlier when Skype was not notifying us. Hung, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. I just want to tell that breakfast idiot in New Jersey, that lady down in Cuba, Joanne Chesimar, also known as Asada Shakur, is not Tupac's mother. Tupac's mother died a couple of months ago. And he just proves that he knows nothing about anything that he talks about.
Thanks for clearing
that
up.
That's all I had for tonight.
I appreciate it. Are you a fan of General Tso's chicken?
I don't even know what that is.
Really? You've got to try it. I mean, if you've never had General Tso's chicken...
Do you like Chinese food?
You know, I guess it's okay.
Do you like spicy food?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
You would like General Tso's chicken.
You like General Tso's. Hey, thanks, Hung, for the call tonight. I appreciate you clearing that up. In 1973, Peng opened a restaurant in New York City where he began to gain the attention of officials from the UN, which was headquartered nearby. Secretary of State Kissinger was impressed with his cooking. It was because of these high-profile visits that media outlets started to report on his restaurant, including the New York Times, which ran one of the earliest published accounts of the dish back in 1977. So I'd always heard that it was invented in New York City, but that's not true. It was actually invented over in China by the same man who brought it to New York City eventually, and we all love it today. General Tso's chicken, may he rest in peace.
I like orange chicken.
See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live. Back to the website for your blog or new business. It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.